Don Smith, founder and counselor for the ministry Bridge to Life, especially helpful to couples. He shared recently what a man of valor looks like.
You see, we all struggle. Each one of us has the potential to change, to make a difference, not to be perfect, not to say, I'm going to get it all right now, but maybe just to confess to our wives and just say, honey, you know what? I've failed you many ways, many times, and I struggle with a lot of stuff. But my heart's going to be in the right place, and I want to start to take steps. I'm teachable. I want to begin to move in those directions. I need your prayer. I need your encouragement. You know, I'm going to allow God to help me here.
He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
What it's talking about is leaders in the church, and do they take care of their own home? And if they don't, how can they take leadership in the church? But I think that we don't have to be a leader in the church. We're really talking about, here's what each one of us as men should be. There's two words there that he uses, the word manage and the word care. I just want to look at those quickly. And one is, the word manage there means to govern, to rule, to control. It means to set in a particular direction. The idea here is kind of like on a boat with a rudder on it. And what the husband is doing is he's on that little boat with his family, his wife and kids, and he has hold of the rudder there to set a safe course, to get around obstacles and to make a safe trip. That's the idea of providing direction here. The way we are involved in our family, we're setting a direction. But what's the worst thing that can happen is when we take our hand off the rudder, we get involved in our own stuff, whether it's work and sports or the other guys or videos or TV or whatever. The wife looks over, she sees he doesn't have his hand on the rudder. The boat is tossing and things are out of control and such. What a wife wants to do is run over and grab the rudder to make it safe. It was really designed for the husband to take and provide that direction, to grab the rudder. And I would say, there are wives crying out and saying, I wish my husband would grab the rudder. I wish he would make a safe course for us, for what we need to go through and to deal with here. For example, if the husband is distant, the mood in the home will be distant. If he is passive, there is nothing that the woman can do that will turn the tide in terms of the biblical providing direction and management of the home. So if man lets go of the rudder, the woman cannot take the rudder and make for a safe journey. The second thing he does, this is really good, he cares for. It's kind of the counterpart of the word manage here, but the word is used twice in the New Testament. Once it's used of the Good Samaritan, and I'm just going to look at it in that context here. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan? Jesus is telling the story in that there's a man who's been beat up along the road. It's a dangerous road where thieves and such hide out. And what they'll do is attack and beat up someone, steal their money and their goods, and take off. And there's been this man who's been beat up. And a Levi goes by, and he walks around, and I'm not going to help him. And a rabbi goes by, and he doesn't help. But then the Samaritan does. And the Samaritans and the Jews were enemies, basically. And this Samaritan stops and helps this man who's been beat up, who is badly wounded on the trail, and he takes him to an inn where he's bandaged and cared for, and he pays for it. He says, if I owe you more money, I'll pay it, but take care of this man. That same word that's used for the Samaritan is the same word that's used about the husband caring for his home, his wife, his children. And the kind of the idea here is the idea of the word care in this passage is to bandage up, to nurture, to take care of the healing of this man. A husband who cares will be committed to bandaging his wife's wounds in order to bring healing to her. And my question is, as a husband, am I willing to take and bandage my wife, or do I just cause more hurt more physical pain, hurt to her, emotional pain, whatever it is, and I make it about me versus her healing. It's easy to go there. I've blown it many times, but I keep coming back to God. I want to be the husband you called me to be. So we all have a fresh start. We all can begin. It's never too late.
His name is Don Smith with Bridge to Life Ministries, bridgetolife.org.